Sitting in the middle of Grandpa Al's backyard junk pile, Frank Einstein consults his energy notebook. "Here are the basics we need to know," says Frank. He continues, "Energy is all around us. Energy is what makes everything happen. Energy is a property of matter. Energy comes in many forms, like light, heat, sound, electrical, chemical, mechanical, and nuclear. Energy cannot be created or destroyed, but it can be transferred from one object to another, and it can be converted into different forms." "And forces," Frank adds. "Forces are the way that energy is applied, the pushes and the pulls that get things moving."
"I have added jets to my legs to get things moving," says Clank.
"Watch."
Clank pushes a new green button on his side panel. Small rocket motors on the bottoms of his metal feet fire up with a low, roaring blowtorch sound. Clank rises slowly up off the ground. Watson checks the engines.
"Saturn V F1 booster rockets? Nice!"
"Wow," says Frank. Even Clink is impressed.
"Very nice."
Clank rises higher. He turns his feet right and flies left. He turns his feet left and flies right. "A perfect demonstration of all three of Newton's laws of motion," says Frank.
"Huh?"
says Clank. Clank rises higher. "One, an object at rest will stay at rest unless a force acts on it." The tiny rockets roar a bit louder. Clank zigs and zags around the backyard a bit more wildly. "Two, when a force acts on an object, that object will move, speed up, slow down, change direction. The greater the force, the greater the change of movement." "What are you using to control the thrust?" asks Frank.
"What is that?"
yells Clank.
"Thrust,"
repeats Frank, now shouting above the building roar of the rockets. "The amount of energy the engines are pushing out." says Clank, bouncing off the brick wall of the back of Grandpa Al's fix-it shop.
"I have not figured that out."
Clank's foot rockets erupt at full power. Clank flies around the yard, bouncing off walls, fences, telephone poles, and wires. His legs flop, his legs twist, his legs wrap around each other, and he roars straight up into the sky. "Three, for every action there is an equal and opposite reaction," says Frank.
"Help!"
"Point your feet up!" yells Frank.
Clank points his feet up. He stops rising, turns in a big jet-propelled curve, and rockets back down to Earth into Grandpa Al's backyard. With a smash, boom, blang, crushing three old metal file cabinets, a shopping cart, and a baby grand piano. Clank's foot rockets sputter out and go quiet. Clink rolls over to Clank and helps untwist his legs.
"Nice demonstration of Newton's three laws," says Watson.
"Foomph," goes one last blast of rocket in Clank's left foot.
"I am going back to a safer form of energy,"
says Clank.
"Good thing, good thing, good thing, you like a ding dong, boogie bing bong."
"What?"
says Watson.
"Ding, ding, ding,"
plays Clank, and Clank goes out.